Very good afternoon. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. My name is Kieran Tuttiot. And yesterday, my goodness me, did we have a packed show. And Kiev brought it. The songs were compelling. They were a lot of fun. And we have a new winner of the Eurovision. Well, it's Portugal! Yes, that's true. Portugal have won the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest in a completely convincing fashion by winning both the televote and the jury vote. The first time that has happened for a Eurovision winner in goodness knows how long. It's been a fair while ago since... I think that might actually be Conchita the last time won a jury vote and a televote. So there we go. We'll be playing the top five songs in this year's Eurovision Song Contest as remembering some of the ones that we lost this week in the semi-finals, as well as a few in the grand final, which we particularly loved, and I'm sure you will love too. So also during the... So the show today, we'll also have an interview with various guests who came along to our Eurovision party. They are Eurovision aficionados. We've got Daniel and Alan Cobbett.
Hello!
And also Rory is here. And also Rob, who is very famous on this show for having Rob's random request, which is all good fun. But also... A moment of amazement happened on Saturday morning, which we'll get into in a little bit. But first, let's hear the winner of this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2017. It's Salvador Sobral with Amar Pelos Dois.
Hi, hello, this is Salvador from Portugal, and this is my song Amar Pelos Dois. Enjoy!
Se dia alguém perguntar por mim, diz que vivi para te amar. Antes de ti só existi, cansado e sem nada para dar. Meu bem, ouve as minhas preces, peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho, talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender. Pode amar pelos dois.
There we go. Portugal's Eurovision winner and first ever Eurovision winner in 2017, Salvador Sobral with Amar Polish Deutsch. And what a beautiful song that is too. It's the first time that a non-English song has won the Eurovision Song Contest in 10 years. The last time was Maria, I think it was Stefanovic, with Molitva for Serbia. So this is a fantastic win for Portugal. The last time Portugal ever got close to a win, they came sixth in 1996 with Luísa Muniz, who is actually quite famous in the film land, in the film industry, because she was in Love Actually in particular. I think she was on a few more too, from what I can remember. So, but as I alluded to earlier, I had a really strange thing happen to me on Saturday morning, and I'm going to share it with you now. This clip is from BBC Radio 2 Saturday morning during the Graham Norton Saturday morning show.
Please, could you give a mention to my fabulous son, Kieran, and his wonderful fiancé, Rob, as they're getting married on Saturday, August 19th. Getting this early. Expecting not to last. Is engagement going to be broken? I appreciate this is early. Oh, here we go. But Kieran, yes, that's your fabulous son, has loved Eurovision for ages. And he's such a fan of the song contest, he even hosts a show for Forest FM in Dorset, dedicated to it. You know Forest FM. So it's no surprise that their wedding will be a Eurovision-themed affair. Complete with lots of European flags to decorate the venue. And the music played throughout the day will be from the many artists who've competed it over the years. Well, that does sound special, doesn't it? Due to the cost of their wedding, they can't be in Ukraine today. They should have cut back on the bunting, the Eurovision bunting. They should have been here. But please wish Kieran and Rob well for their upcoming wedding. And that's from Kieran's proud father, Mike Tutiet. Well, thank you very much, Mike. And congratulations, Kieran and Rob. Have a lovely day in August. And I hope you enjoy Eurovision tonight. I would say it's a classic. Because last year, I felt it was a bit good. It was a bit too good. Whereas tonight, there are some things you will see nowhere else but in Eurovision. Because this, I think in the last few years, the semi-finals have kind of weeded out some of the craziness. And, not this year. Oh, no, crazy. Crazy in the express lane right through to the grand final. So I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, this is new from Imagine Dragons.
So there we are. That's what happened on Saturday morning. Quite incredible there. Graham Norton giving me and Rob a shout out. Thanks to my dad writing in. So I wanted to share off that a bit of embarrassment with you. So a moment of pure incredibleness, I must say. So I'm currently now joined with one of our partygoers and Eurovision fan for God knows how long. Dan Cobbett's with us. Hi, Dan.
Hello there, Kieran. Hello, Forest FM. I've been listening for many, many months, probably years, to Kieran on the radio. I'm delighted to be here with you today.
Oh, and it's a pleasure for you to be with us today on this glorious Sunday afternoon.
Our very special day and weekend, yes.
Yes, indeed. It's been a very special weekend. Now, I must ask you first off, what do you think of our Eurovision winner?
Well, it's not the winner I personally would have chose. The winning song was not in probably in my top 10, to be honest. But I'm very happy that Portugal's won. It was the clear winner by a country mile in the jury vote. It was a clear winner in a country mile on the televote amongst the voting public as well. And you can't argue against that. So no. Well done, Portugal. 53 years, they've been trying to win Eurovision. We might think, oh, we haven't won in the UK for 20 years. Countries like Portugal have been plugging away every year and they've won. And you've got to say well done to them and just feel joyous for them that they've done it.
Yeah, very much so. And that's what I feel. I mean, I did a Eurovision Live, a Facebook Live video of just pure, I don't know, complete excitement and relief for Portugal.
Yeah, and I think that's what happens, because when you're watching Eurovision, you're not just necessarily rooting for your own country. I mean, you are, obviously, because we wanted the UK to do well, and we did, and maybe we'll talk about that in a moment. But at the same time, you're watching the whole event, and there's a whole story behind the Portuguese song. It was a classic, old-school song. As Salvador said when he won, it's a song with a meaning. It's not boom, bang, a bang.
No.
It's not electro dance music. He's got up there and just put his heart and soul on the Eurovision stage, and tonight Europe and Australia loved it.
They did. They loved it immensely.
They did.
Both jury and telephone.
Yes, indeed.
I think if I remember right, it was the last time both televote and jury won since Conchita.
Could well be, yes, because we've had Mons, who I think didn't necessarily win the televotes. Jamala, God love her, a worthy winner, but didn't win either. And then here we have here a very worthy winner that's won both. So good for him and good for Portugal and good for all of us.
Yeah, I think it's good for the contest.
Indeed, yes.
Seeing a country that have been waiting for 53 years.
Exactly. You know, they've been waiting a very long time. So good for Portugal.
Yeah, so
really happy and looking forward to hopefully Lisbon next year.
Yeah, I hope so. We're trying to book all these hotels actually minutes after Salvador took the trophy.
Exactly, before they all become mysteriously unavailable.
Oh dear. I remember the rush for Stockholm as well. It was hellacious. I want to get your thoughts on the UK's performance, entry, and final result.
So, overall, I'm happy with our result. I'm still disappointed at the gulf there is between the jury result for the UK and then the actual televote result for the UK. It wasn't as obvious, maybe, as last year, but it was still pretty obvious because we did reasonably well with the juries. We were on the left-hand side of the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Can't remember off the top of my head. Around about 12th, 13th, something like that.
10th, I think, in
even
the end,
better.
I think. Which is fine.
But because my old cynical, predictive kind of nature took over, I was thinking, well, we're going to come pretty low in the televote, just like we did with Joe and Jake last year.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, that's kind of what happened. So it's disappointing there is still that divide between the juries who are music professionals and see and know the songs, and then the televoters that vote on the night. But we still did obviously very well compared to last year and the last two or three years. And we've had our best result tonight, or this weekend, sorry, since 2011. So you can't grumble at that. It's a step in the right direction. We've not gone backwards. We've gone a little bit forwards. And that's a good thing, I think.
Indeed. We've got to keep this positivity going.
We do, yes.
And don't feel like, you know, feel complacent about it all. Because if a country like Portugal has won tonight, for example, who a country which really has no friends in
this
Europe,
yes,
other than
absolutely.
Spain, really, as their neighbours. They have a fairly large diaspora across Europe, in France and Germany in particular, and in Switzerland, I believe. And here in the UK, there's a large Portuguese population here. So, you know, I think that
has an effect, but you know, I don't think it has an effect that would sway a country to victory that wouldn't have won otherwise. It might have had like a small effect on it, but I think Portugal would have won anyway.
Yeah, no, you're quite right. It's a very good point. Now, is there any other noticeable performances, countries, scores?
I was quite surprised. I think what's really interesting now, last year and this year, is when you have that split in the voting reveal where they have the juries that give all the jury votes, and then you have the massive televote reveal at the end where you just have the points that the country's received. I was expecting Poland to really shoot up the scoreboard. I'm kind of a little bit relieved they didn't, because I didn't rate this song that highly.
Yeah.
On the other side, whilst I kind of had a sneaking regard for it myself, I was surprised that Moldova did so well.
Yes, third place.
Absolutely. They were perhaps the Poland of this year, because they didn't do brilliantly in the jury vote, but obviously the public throughout Europe, and I don't think there's a massive Moldovan diaspora to account for.
Good
it.
God, no.
really loved it. And dialed their number when they were televoting, and then before you know it, whoosh, they were up to third place at the end of the night.
And there's such a huge gap. Sorry to interrupt.
No.
Huge gap in between Moldova and Bulgaria. 374 points for Moldova. And in second place, Bulgaria, Christian Kostov with Beautiful Mess with 615 points.
So really, it was only ever going to be Portugal or Bulgaria, wasn't it, I think, at the end of the day. The final, perhaps, surprise for me then is Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were the immense favourite at the bookies, like forever. Yeah. I think ever since that Italian song was chosen as the entry for Eurovision.
Yeah.
It was in all the news websites, on the BBC news website, so not just restricted to fans, about how it's the favourite, about how it's had 100 million views on YouTube, and how it's basically, you might as well start booking your hotels in Italy for next May already. And then Italy at the end of the shake-up is in sixth position. So that's a big surprise. It's a shame because Italy always put a massive effort in and they've done very well. They're still in the top 10. I think they can hold their heads high.
Yeah, sixth place is nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
The French loved that result last year.
Yeah, a top 10 finish is brilliant. That's what they need to take from it. It's just a little bit surprising considering all the hype that song had up to tonight, really.
Yeah, no, I quite agree. Okay, interesting. Thank you very much, Dan.
You're more than welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, is there anything else you just want to mention in particular?
Not really. I think it's been another wonderful Eurovision. It's been perhaps a little bit different to last year. Last year was very, very professional, amazing. It's been interesting to see Eurovision where there's been perhaps a different range of styles of song in the final. We've had, obviously, the Croatian guy singing a duet to himself. We've had Italy singing with a gorilla in a dancing suit prancing around the stage.
Yep.
We've had Azerbaijan with a ladder with a man with a horse head at the top of it. So it's been a different Eurovision. It's been a fun Eurovision. And as always, it's been brilliant.
It has been brilliant. Thank you very much, Mr. Cobbett.
Thank you.
We hope to hear from you again in the coming weeks.
Let's hope so.
And lots of crazy requests, which you'd like to send.
I'm always listening.
So that's very good. Marvellous. Thank you very much. Right, so we're here from also our other attendees to our Eurovision party. We've got Rory, Rob and Alan. So they'll be coming up very shortly. One of them I'll pick at random. Yes, so Kieran gets to be random today. And next song we're going to play is a song that came second. Oh, and this was very close. The Bulgarian entry, Bulgaria's best ever result at a Eurovision Song Contest. This is Christian Kostov with Beautiful Mess.
When the world shakes us, trying to take us out of line. Fear of tomorrow, feelings we borrow for a time. Water so deep, how do we breathe, how do we climb? Do we stay in this mess, this beautiful mess tonight? And we don't have a thing to lose, no matter what they say or do. But somehow we make it back again. Water so deep, how do we breathe, how do we climb? Don't we stay in this mess, this beautiful mess tonight? And we don't have a thing to lose, no matter what they say or love is untouchable.
marvellous. There we are, Christian Kostov with Beautiful Mess, second place for Bulgaria 2017. Well, I'm joined with Rob's random request man himself, is Rob Burry. Hello, Rob.
Hello, everyone.
And how are you?
I'm very well. How's everyone else? How are you?
Oh, well, I hope everybody's okay. I guess so. I can't telepathically find out. What do you think about this year's Eurovision, my darling?
Really good. I enjoyed it, and I'm really pleased with the outcome.
Good, good. And is there a particular... The outcome of Portugal, the outcome of the UK as well, the outcome of Bulgaria coming second?
Portugal deserved to win, and it was a really good, understated song. I'm really pleased they did it. The UK, I think it did well, much better than we have done before. We came 15th out of 26. It's not brilliant, but I think, you know, we've done better than we have before, and... we got over 100 points.
Yes.
That was good.
Indeed.
It's a shame that we didn't get more of the televoting, but we did really well with the jury votes, and it's our best result for a long time. We should be very pleased with that. We didn't come anywhere near the bottom of the scoreboard, which is great, unlike poor old Spain.
Why poor old Spain?
Well, it wasn't a huge surprise, but...
I told you it should have been Contigo.
Yes. Spain was actually my pick for the last place. I did win that one.
Yeah,
and
so did I.
Portugal or Italy were both my top two.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Italy came sixth.
Yeah.
I thought they would do better than that. But no, I'm really pleased with the outcome, and I'm looking forward to going to Lisbon next year.
Yes, we provisionally booked some hotels.
We have. I can't imagine it'll be in any other city in Portugal. I'll be really annoyed if it is, because we've already booked these hotels.
I don't think there's anywhere else in Porto other than maybe, the football stadium, yeah. But then they need to put a roof on it, and that's not feasible.
If Portugal's hosting for the first time, it's bound to be in their capital city.
Yeah. Well, while you're here, I just wanted to sort of like, we'll go through some of these shocking results. In particular, Sweden's come fifth again.
Yeah, well, it's Sweden. Everyone votes for Sweden.
I suppose they do, don't they? It just looks obvious there. I'm surprised at Norway's high position, you know.
Yes, I am, but it was different.
Yeah, it was different.
At the end of the day, Norway came up with something slightly unusual. A bit like Croatia, because I didn't think they'd do very well, and they came 12th.
Yeah, 12th. Australia came 9th. With 173 points. Now, God love Australia, because they gave the United Kingdom 12 points, which all of us erupted in just such sheer joy. But the Australians did terribly in the televote. Worse than us, I think, if I remember
much worse
right
than
now.
Us. We did better than them. I correct myself. Croatia came 13th.
Yes, they did. And they sang in 13th place, too. That's quite freaky.
Mm.
Unlucky for some. Australia, I don't know. It's weird. The jury seem to adore them.
Well, I don't know. He's a young lad, good-looking lad, Sam Smith-esque.
Yes. So anyway, and France beat us. I didn't think that they would.
Oh, it's a good song.
You weren't saying that about an hour ago.
Well, I preferred the original version when the entirety was in French. Mm-hmm. I think that the bit in English ruined it slightly, but no, it was a good song. I think...
I wonder if the votes were for Macron.
Maybe. But I think Lucy Jones for the UK did a sterling job, and she should be proud.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so she should be.
Yeah, definitely.
Right then, Rob. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Kieran. That's all right, dear.
Appreciate it. And we're going to go off... we'll go now and play the song that was third. And
The poor people listening to Moldova.
Oh, they voted for it.
I know, shocking.
They voted for it, so they're going to get it. So Moldova 2017. This is the most successful Moldovan entry in Eurovision history for them. It beats the grandmother banging the drum in their debut in 2006 that came 2005 that came sixth.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yes. So this is third. So it's Sunstroke Project with Hey Mama.
Hey, hey you, you will never hide but to think of me. I see your clue, know you worry but didn't mean to be. Hey, hey you, it's a girl and maybe she'll sleep at home, but I still her alone.
she'll be back home till sunrise. Tonight with me, and I would not anymore do what I thought the guys did before. Hey, hey, you, it's a girl, and maybe she'll sleep at home. But I still her alone, and I said, Mama, Mama, don't be so down. I'm not that confounded boy. Mama, Mama, don't be so down. All it keeps going round and round. Mama, Mama, don't be so mad. If you knew me, you'd be surprised. Mama, Mama, don't be so mad.
She'll be back home till sunrise.
Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song City Lights. Enjoy.
All alone in the danger zone, are you ready to take my hand? All alone in the flame of doubt, are we going to lose it all? Never leave you in the city light. I could never beat the storm in your eyes, the storm in your bright eyes. All alone in the danger zone, are you ready to take my hand? All alone in the flame of doubt, are we going to lose it all? Love came in between the space and the city light. All we are is here, the stars in your eyes, the stars in your dark eyes. All alone in the danger zone, are you ready to take my hand? All alone in the flame of doubt, are we going to lose it all? Let's put some light into our lives, but keep the stone that's in your eyes. Let's move.
There we are, that's Blanche with City Lights. That's fourth place in this year's Eurovision Song Contest for Belgium. And congratulations to them. Now I have got Rory next to me. Hello, Rory.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Very good. Very well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, pleasure. Pleasure. Pleasure is all ours. And, I mean, how long have you been a Eurovision fan for now?
Since 2003, I'd say. 2003. But I always wanted to watch it when I was little.
Okay. And did you always want to go to one too?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And have you been to any?
No. One day.
It's not always being there that matters. It's just having an interest at home, usually. Because remember, it is a song contest and a television programme.
It's the taking part that counts.
Indeed. Indeed. And so many people forget to remember that. So, first off, I'm going to ask you, what do you think of the winner from Portugal, Salvador Sobral?
Personally, mm-hmm. not my favourite.
Okay.
It was in the bottom leagues of my score table, I'm afraid to say.
Okay.
But I'm very happy for Portugal. It's a very nice song. Mm-hmm. It's just not my taste, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that they've brought hope to the rest of us in Eurovision.
Yes, that is true. Yeah, they have, haven't they? Because, obviously, they haven't won ever. And they've been trying for 53 years. So it's like, well, thank God. Yeah, there is hope for other countries.
If they can do it, anyone can.
Very true, very true. I mean, because, as I said earlier to Dan, Portugal haven't gone any higher than sixth ever until tonight.
So, Eurovision... We will never give up on you.
Ah, see what you did there? So I'm going to ask you then. What did you think of Lucy's performance?
I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah.
I thought she was captivating. She was strong. I love the mirror shard.
Yes, the mirror shard.
Fabulous.
Yes, very, very London-esque, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, the shard.
The shard.
Yeah. Need to go there one day. Yes, it was such a fantastic performance. I mean, it gave me goosebumps. And when you get a song giving you goosebumps, you know you're onto a winner.
Absolutely.
Aren't you really? Mm. And I thought we should have deserved a good top 10 placing.
Well, yes.
Never mind. It's not slap in the face 15th, really.
Mm.
No. Last time we got 15th was with Lindsay Drakus in 2001 with No Dream Impossible.
Huh.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite UK entries. I see the others are looking at me thinking, weirdo.
Slightly before my Eurovision time, I'm afraid.
Oh,
I remember the song being picked. I remember it being in the charts.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was quite successful in the charts, actually. Well, if you called the teens, I think, or the 20s, like, successful.
I was rather hoping to redo the success of Jade or Jessica.
Yeah, we had that feeling, didn't we?
Yes.
I certainly did too. I really, really did. But I think we can happily say, you know, at least we got 12 points. So we heard a Le Royaume-Uni 12 points, didn't we?
Yeah.
From lovely little Australia.
Oh, God bless you, Australia.
God bless them. About bloody time they stuck their finger in and remember what's in the corner of their flag. Anyway. I kid.
Controversial.
I kid. No, the Australians love a bit of a ruck, don't you? A ruck. And they're very competitive.
Bit of
Benton,
people. Mate.
Yeah, bit of Benton, mate, yeah. Anyways, right, we'll move swiftly on. Have you got any other thoughts about this particular contest?
Surprised about Italy. I know it's already been said.
Yeah.
Very pleased for the Netherlands.
Yeah, that's not bad. They came 11th.
Mm.
Norway came 10th.
But interesting about Azerbaijan and Armenia, maybe.
Mm, I think it's Armenia's second worst result ever at Eurovision, which is interesting because that was giving me some, like, oh, this could do well vibes, but then in the draw, I probably crucified it.
Everyone seemed to be raving about her the past couple of days.
God, so everything. Past few weeks.
Yeah, very surprising.
But I thought Artsvik was too, like, I don't know, not almost evil looking, but she had that sort of, like, I'm going to beat you up, Scotty. Don't you think? She's just like, I'm going to get you, and I'm going to make you punish. I'm going to punish you, and you're going to fly with me, basically, which is the name of her song.
Fair to say.
So, yeah.
I'm surprised that Moldova did so much better
with
this song.
Me too. I like the song, actually, and I like them because they seem to be quite likeable, as in, like, they're having fun and cheesy. But if you watch semi-final one, you could almost tell that the Ukrainians were plugging the Moldovans because they were focusing a lot on the epic sax guy. A little bit too much before the voting, while the voting was going on, or just before the voting. So it's like, plug, plug, plug. And I was like, okay, there's a little bit of a conspiracy going on here, I thought.
Oh, but we all love epic sax guy.
We do. And I'm happy for Moldova, actually. It gives him a bit of hope.
But I was pleasantly surprised by the lack of diaspora voting between Norway, Denmark, Sweden.
Yeah, they didn't really care for much for one another, really. Mm. But I'm surprised Norway got as high as it did, to be perfectly honest. Though it is a very modern song, and a really good performance, actually.
I was thrilled.
Yes.
I was thrilled.
Aww.
I love Norway.
Norway. I liked Norway last year, but they never qualified. I love a bit of icebreaker. Right, Rory, thank you very much for being with us here
once
again.
Thank you for having me.
And we're going to play now the Swedish entry.
Lucy, if you wake up today and you're checking out all your press, checking out the radio, and you're listening to this, you did us proud.
Yeah, and remember, we love you. Very special.
We do love you.
We do. So the Swedish entry is next up. In fifth place, Robin Bengtsson with I Can't Go On.
Hello, this is Robin Bengtsson from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, I Can't Go On. Enjoy.
I can't go on, I can't go on, gotta keep it together. Don't get me wrong, don't get me wrong, 'cause baby you make me better. Hey, with just one look you make me shiver. I just wanna take you home, wanna go, yeah I wanna go. Make me a believer. Wanna take off all my clothes. Wanna go. You make me wanna go. I just can't go on no more. When you look this freaking beautiful, oh, hands down to the floor, my love. And I'm doing whatever you want. You got me good, you got me good, and I'm not going nowhere. Right in your hood, now that's understood, but I'ma take you to somewhere. Yeah. I just can't go on no more when you look this freaking beautiful. Oh, hands down to the floor, my love, and I'm doing whatever you want.
Yeah.
are, Robin Bengtsson with I Can't Go On. That is the Swedish fifth place for this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2017. Doing exactly the same as they did last year with France. Oh, awful. Oh, dreadful. If I Was Sorry. Oh, awful. Did you hear that, guys? That's awful.
Yes. Boo.
Boo.
So they should be.
Yes. Boo to you. It should have been Oscar Zia, that's for sure. Isn't that right, Roberto? He's listening here in the studio. Yes. Okay, so I am now joined with Alan Cobbett. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Kieran. Hello, Forest FM.
Hello. The radio station says hello back to you too. And so I'm being really silly now. Sorry. So, Alan, first off, as I've asked the boys the same questions, what do you think of Portugal winning?
Probably much the same, really. It's not something that would appeal to me, that I would listen to, but I can appreciate it for a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved his sentiment at the end there when he won, saying that he wanted the contest to be more about the music rather than fireworks. And
yes.
We all like fireworks, but I think it's quite nice to sort of make the music the centre stage rather than the performer, because the performer sometimes seems to be bigger than the song, with the performances getting more and more ridiculous every year. Maybe it's a nice sentiment to bring it back down to what it's all about, and it's the quality of the actual songs.
Very true, very true. And, you know, I completely agree with Salvador's words, you know, and sentiments at the end of the show. And I think, we haven't heard the words after a Eurovision win, you know, sort of spoken with such strong power ever since Conchita, really, I don't think.
Yeah, there were certainly parallels with Conchita's message in when she won.
Yeah, very nice.
And yes, I think it was very nice, and it was very sweet to see him bring his sister up on stage for the finale and for them to both perform the song together. I thought that was really touching, and that was very heartwarming. You could see the crowd really reacting to that and
very
loving it, and I thought that was beautiful.
We'll play that at the end of the show, actually, guys and gals. I think that's perfect to do that duet, definitely. So I've got to ask you also, as I ask the boys again, what do you think of the UK's results and performance for today?
I think she did us extremely proud. It was a lovely performance. It was on point. Mm-hmm. And I think we were all waiting with bated breath, willing her on and hoping that she didn't make any mistakes and she was faultless, and I think that was tremendous.
Yeah.
And I think for the first time in a long time we've got the staging right.
Mm-hmm.
And the look was good, and I think we're becoming more credible again now.
I think so too.
And that's really encouraging, and I think that's just reflected in the results. And I think that all this sort of unrest and Brexit, dare I say the word Brexit, I don't think that it matters. And I think that the proof of that is in the votes that we saw tonight. It might have been nice if we'd finished maybe in the top 10. I think she probably did deserve a top 10 place.
Yeah.
Overall, but I think she did, as I say, extremely proud and very happy.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. It was a lovely performance, and I think that the UK can be proud about that. And I got a bone to pick with the media. Goodness me. If you want to go start thinking, oh, well, Brexit's going to ruin the UK's chances. No. Remember, as I said, actually, to Julian Clegg on BBC Radio Solent on Friday morning, that if a country like Russia can win the televote in 2016, as they're the most hated country in Europe, but they had a great performer, great performance, great song in Sergei Lazarev, You Are the Only One, they can do it, and they did, and they won the televote. And there's no fact that if the UK sent a decent song, that we could do the same, I think. What do you think, Alan?
I completely agree with that.
Oh, good. Yes. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you would like to point out about the contest in particular? I mean, the hosts. What did you think of them this year?
Well, I think we could all agree that we all loved Vulva.
Yes,
did I get that pronunciation right? I'm not quite sure.
I hope so.
But I think they were probably not the best or the most polished hosts that we've seen in previous years, and no. Not at the level that Sweden were the year before. It's had a certain sort of eye candy, so that's kind of held the attention a bit.
Yes. I know, because the team all sort of turned your head a few times.
Oh, of course, yes, yes.
As it being called after to East Timor. It's quite random as an African state. That's what kept on going through my mind. I don't know about you guys. Yes, Alexander and Vulva. Oh, that Vulva. Was his name, wasn't
was it? Vulva? Or was it Vulva? Or Volvo?
Volvo. Oh. Volvo, probably. Brum, brum. Oh dear. Right. So we're almost heading into the final 10 minutes of this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. The review of 2017's Eurovision Song Contest. Now, I'm going to play you the song which to me really stood out and grew for me this whole week. And I didn't give it a prayer before the contest, but I thought to myself, this song is going to grow on me. And it really did. It really did, Dana. And I thought to myself, this could actually win. But then I realised it's Croatia and they won't do very well.
I thought you were going to say Denmark.
Get out of here. Who are you? No. So I've got to play half Italian stallion, half English speaking Croat who loves to make sure he has a friend. Bless. So here we are. We're going to play Croatia, and Croatia's entry was performed on the 13th on the night, and it ended up 13th too. So here we are. Croatia, Jacques Hudek, My Friend, Croatia 2017.
Two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything's a miracle. There's a miracle, my friend, and it happens every day. Hold out your hand, don't let it slip away. Io so che esiste, guarda meglio. Ritorna ogni giorno promettendo sempre più.
After the rain
nasce il sole. Yeah.
There we are, Jacques Hodecka with My Friend Croatia 2017, and we're going to squeeze in this. Well, it's time for Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase. We're going to go out this week with a double whammy for Portugal because they deserve it. They're gorgeous. And we're basically going to play the song that was the most successful Eurovision entry for Portugal at the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest.
It was 1996.
It was, Dan, wasn't it? Dan's here to help pronounce the song title because I fear I'm going to ruin it and I'd have to use Google Translate. So, Daniel, who represented Portugal in 1996?
It was a lovely singer called Lúcia Muniz, and she sang a song called O Meu Coração Não Tem Cor.
Parfait. Obrigado.
De nada.
Fica perto nas cantigas que fazem uma festa tricontinental. Dança-se o samba, na rebenta também. Chora-se o fado, rola-se a coladeira. Com a porta aberta pode entrar sempre alguém. Se está cansado, diz adeus à canseira. Vai a correr o corridinho, que é bem mandado e saltadinho. E rasga o funa na força no malhão, que a gente vai dançar sem se atrapalhar no descompasso deste coração. Descompasso deste coração. E como é, como é, como é. Vai de roda, minha gente, vamos todos dar ao pé. Estamos de maré, vamos dançar. Vem juntar o teu ao meu sabor. Põe esta canção a navegar. O meu coração não tem cor. Estamos de maré, vamos dançar. Vem juntar o teu ao meu sabor. Põe esta canção a navegar. O meu coração não.
So there's the Portuguese Eurovision song from 1996 from Luísa Muniz. I won't try and pronounce the title after Daniel did it because he did it so eloquently. But we're going to go out with a wonderful duet that finished off the Eurovision Song Contest 2017. Salvador Sobral from Portugal won the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev with the song Amar Polis Deutsch. And this is his winning performance together with his sister Luísa. Enjoy our final song in this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot.
Okay, I want to say that we live in a world of disposable music, fast food music without any content, and I think this could be a victory for music with people that make music that actually means something. Music is not fireworks, music is feeling. So let's try to change this and bring music back, which is really what matters.
Thank you very much for such amazing words. Thank you so much. We hope we'll hear once more your winning song.
Here we have Luisa Sobral, which is the composer of the song, one of the best composers I've ever met, and I think of the world. I think you should listen to her. Please get silent.
Si un día alguien preguntar por mí, dije, viví para te amar. Antes de ti, só existi, cansada e sem nada para dar. Peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. E eu sei que não se ama sozinho. Talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender.
Um abraço para Portugal. Estava tudo comprado, na verdade.
Meu bem, ouve as minhas preces. Peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. Sozinho, talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender. Se o teu coração não quiser ceder, não sentir paixão, não quiser sofrer.
Só fazer planos do que virá depois.
Coração pode amar bem.
Obrigado, Luís Figueiredo, pelo arranjo. Obrigado, obrigado, Portugal. Dá com you.
Well, guys and gals, thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Tussiott, for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. A big thank you to Daniel and Alan Cobbett, also to Rory and Rob for being here. It's been an absolute pleasure. And thank you for listening to the Eurovision Showcase. Remember, this show goes all the way through the year. So we'll be back next Sunday, 5 p.m. UK time. And join us then. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. Au revoir, everyone. See you next week. Awesome Eurovision. You gotta love it.